This Sunday marks the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended the First World War, and musicians and others in Madison are commemorating it with, among other things, a rock and roll history show. The program, called The Greatest War, uses songs, both new and old, along with images from the war. It's happening at 7 o'clock this Sunday at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. It's part of a month of events looking back at the war. Sean Michael Dargan is a big part of The Greatest War. He's a singer, songwriter, and band leader from Madison. He also happens to be married to the assistant director of our Ideas Network. Sean, thanks for being in the studio with us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Also in the studio, John Wedge, co-producer of the show and member of the band The Periodicals. John, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks very much for having us.
So, John, why look back 100 years later at World War One?
Well, as you probably know, this is the 100th anniversary, the centenary, that's been celebrated in, or recognized, should I rather say, all over the world. And we wanted to do something here in Wisconsin to recognize it, to kind of acknowledge the significance of this, and really to talk about how it still impacts us today.
Right. Looking back at the outcomes of World War One, maps drawn in the Middle East that are still very much a live issue. Eastern Europe, the Balkans, elsewhere. This was a thing that shaped our world today.
Absolutely. And I think those of us that had relatives that we knew who were affected directly by this conflict too had very strong ideas about the war to end all wars, that this would be something that would never be repeated, that this would be something that was a defining moment in their lives and the lives of the generations to follow them. And we really want to look at their legacy, what they wanted, to make the world safe for democracy, and consider how we're doing with that.
Now, Sean, there's a lot of events happening to mark this 100th anniversary. The centerpiece of this series in Madison is this rock and roll history show on Sunday night. How does this tell the story of World War One?
Sure. This show is really the brainchild of our friend and colleague Ken Fitzsimmons, the leader of a band called The Kissers. He came up with the idea of A Greatest War as a silent film about 12 years ago. We worked on it for about a year and then put it on the shelf. It was going to have an original classical score to be played live in front of the silent film. It was reinvigorated in the last year by John and myself dragging Ken along with it because it was such a great idea. And it's no longer a classical piece. It's now four bands, a hip-hop band, a hip-hop polka band, non-ironic, amazing band from Milwaukee called November Criminals, a talented cat and his very cool period-flavored band called The Viper and his famous orchestra, also from Milwaukee. And then John and I will be singing our rock band thing, and the Kissers, of course, will be a big part of it. It's multimedia in the fullest effect. It's digital video, film from the era. It's stills from the era, headlines of newspapers from all over Wisconsin, letters from people in Wisconsin to their nurses and doughboys at the front, and then letters back home from the front.
Right, and this is partly a World War One story. It's partly World War One through Wisconsin's eyes, right, John?
Absolutely. We wanted to really connect it, and we were fortunate enough to encounter people with the Historical Society and the Veterans Museum who were able to provide resources to us. And then, you know, just by serendipity, we ran into people who heard about what we were doing, who said, hey, I had a relative that fought in the war or died in the war or was a doctor in the war. And so we've been able to connect very directly and tell the stories of people, because this is much more about people and their experiences and getting caught up in this conflict than it is about the politicians and the head states of Europe.
Now, this is a war that went on for about 3 years before the United States got directly involved. A lot of ambivalence in the United States and opposition to the idea. As I understand it, Wisconsin, first and foremost, was the last to embrace war fever. It, for many people, they never did, right?
Absolutely. And we have a strong focus. There's a segment of the show which is called The Traitor State, which really tries to encapsulate that debate and the prominent role of La Follette and Wisconsin's efforts to make people in the rest of the United States think twice about getting involved.
talking to Sean, Michael Dargan, and John Wedge about a month of observances marking the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War One, among other things, a rock and roll history of the World War One era and Wisconsin's role in it. I understand you guys have a song to sing for us.
We do.
And a little excerpt from the show.
We do.
You set it up for us, Sean.
So this there was a ship, a famous ship, in sort of in the image of the Titanic, a huge luxury passenger liner called the Lusitania, British ship, and it was sunk in 1915 by a German U-boat. There were about 1,000 people that died on it. A little over 100 of them were from the United States, some of them from Wisconsin, but it was one of the major argumental pillars of the push to then really get the United States to join the war on the side of the Allies. It didn't happen for a couple of years after the ship sank, but it was a pivotal moment.
All right, well, go ahead.
The song's called In the Belly of the Lusitania.
Island nation in desperate need of aid, with plea will Woodrow Wilson to help shatter this blockade. Torn up in wipers and in the Dardanelles, we need cheese and butter too, but mostly we need shells. The Hun will call this contraband, but wouldn't they love to take a look
in the belly of the Lusitania, the belly of the Lusitania. They will not know what else there is in the belly
Lusitania.
Here's a man too proud to fight who teeters on the brink, a ship too tough and much too fast to sink. Protect your ships as if our own by any legal means, from prowling unrestricted submarines. The Hun would call this contraband, but wouldn't they love to take a look in the belly of the Lusitania,
Lusitania.
The belly of the Lusitania.
Lusitania.
Oh, the things you need we'll send to you in the belly
Lusitania.
Of the Lusitania.
False flags abound, no cruiser rules of any type. Take down the Union Jack and
raise the stars and stripes.
The southern coast of Ireland, the fog is slowly lifting. The patient German U-boat slowly drifting. The men drank brandy after lunch, still in their tuxedos. The ship was rocked by two huge blasts, but only one torpedo. 18 minutes down to the bottom of the sea, burying their secrets in the belly of the Lusitania, Lusitania.
The belly of the Lusitania,
Lusitania.
Will we ever know just what there was in the belly
Lusitania.
Of the Lusitania, the belly
Lusitania.
Of the Lusitania, the belly
Lusitania.
Of the Lusitania.
All right, and then what are we seeing? This is multimedia. You didn't bring it into the radio, which makes sense.
Wouldn't fit in the room, brother.
Right.
Giant video wall, 25 foot tall, with footage from 1915
wow.
of the Lusitania setting sail from New York.
Among other things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Now, this is the show. I want to touch on all the other stuff that's going on over this month of observances, John.
Absolutely. So what we were looking to do is make a really significant cultural footprint. We wanted there to be something for everybody. Our friend and colleague, Yvette Pino, who's at the Veterans Museum, has put together an incredible exhibition series across Madison. There's an opening tonight, for example, at the Graduate Hotel. It's been going on since actually Gallery Night, the beginning of October, goes right through the end of November. This is art by veterans, artists that she's brought in from around the country as well as from Wisconsin, and some high school kids actually. And we had a mini film series with Cinematheque as well as the Wisconsin Center for Film and Theatre Research. So we had that. There's a play at the Overture Theatre on Monday, Ajax.
By Carthage College players,
yeah,
I think?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So a lot going on.
All right, and there's information, do I have this right, thegreatestwar.org, if people want to find info about
exactly,
all the events?
Exactly.
All right, well, John, thanks a lot for coming up.
Thank you.
And Sean, thank you, and thank you both for performing.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
We've been talking to Sean Michael Dargan and John Wedge. They're part of The Greatest War, a rock and roll history show commemorating the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. That's happening this Sunday night at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. It's a part of a month-long, as you were just hearing, of observances of the 100th anniversary of that armistice.